The New Left's Fascist Moment. The elevation of unity as the highest social value is a core tenet of fascism and all leftist ideologies. Mussolini adopted the socialist symbol of the fascists to convey that his movement valued unity over the liberal democratic fetish of debate and discussion. That clanking, unrhymed chant we hear at protest rallies today, "The people united will never be defeated," is a perfectly fascist refrain. Perhaps it is true that the people united will never be defeated, but that doesn't mean the people are right. As Calvin Coolidge liked to say, one with the law on his side is a majority. We tend to forget that unity is at best morally neutral and often a source of irrationality and groupthink. Rampaging mobs are unified. The mafia is unified. Marauding barbarians bent on rape and pillage are unified. Meanwhile, civilized people have disagreements, and small-d Democrats have arguments. Classical liberalism is based on this fundamental insight, which is why fascism was always anti-liberal. Liberalism rejected the idea that unity is more valuable than individuality. For fascists and other leftists, meaning and authenticity are found in collective enterprises of class, nation, or race, and the state is there to enforce that meaning on everyone without the hindrance of debate. The first task of any fascist reformation is to discredit the authority of the past, and this was the top priority of the New Left. The old left was suffocating under a blanket of slogans, euphemisms, and empty jargon, while the New Left's mission lay in getting people to think. Received wisdom, dogma, and ritualistic language, Tom Hayden wrote in his 1961 letter to the new young left, will be swept aside by a revolutionary spirit that finds no rest in conclusions and in which answers are seen as provisional, to be discarded in the face of new evidence or changed conditions. Hayden, like Mussolini, Woodrow Wilson, and the New Dealers, placed his hopes in a pragmatism that would yield a third way between the authoritarian movements, both of communism and the domestic right. Hayden, of course, also promised that his new movement would transcend labels and take action. In academia, a parallel revolt was underway. In 1966, at a conference at Johns Hopkins University, the French literary critic Jacques Derrida introduced the word deconstruction, a term coined by Nazi ideologues, into the American intellectual bloodstream. Deconstruction, a literary theory which holds that there is no single meaning to any text, caught fire in the minds of academics and students alike who hoped to be liberated from the dead weight of history and accumulated knowledge.